Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to your money briefing. This is Charlie Turner in New York. Some good news for bank customers. Banks are finally starting to pay significantly higher deposit rates.
As rates move higher and higher, the pressure for them to pay out grows. And I think we're really at an inflection point now where people are going to start seeing better deposit rates.
We'll explore this in a moment with the Wall Street Journal's Aaron Back. First, these top money headlines. A new monthly survey shows consumers turning decidedly pessimistic on a number of fronts. The July survey by the New York Federal Reserve found declines in one-year expectations from consumers on earnings growth, household spending, stock prices, and house prices. The survey was based on a panel of 1,300 households across the U.S. For example, median one-year-ahead earnings growth expectations fell from 2.7% in June to 2.4% in July. The decline in earnings expectations was broad-based across income groups, but largest among those below the age of 40. It looks like more young people are deciding against going to college and instead opting to train for a job while still in high school. And it's free. The Wall Street Journal says there's been a revival in vocational training or career education programs. More big companies are tying up with local high schools to help equip students with skills for steady employment. Volkswagen is helping schools in Tennessee modernize their engineering programs. Tesla is partnering with Nevada schools on an advanced manufacturing curriculum. In Rhode Island, Coventry High School established its welding program after Electric Boat, one of the state's largest employers, declared it was looking to hire 14,000 new employees in the next decade. Nationally, the number of high school students concentrating in career education has risen 22% over the past decade to 3.6 million. That's good news for businesses that are trying to find workers in a tight labor market. Coming up, banks are finally boosting their deposit rates. This is your money briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back. It seems like ages since savers have earned a decent rate on their bank deposits. Actually, it's more like a decade. But now the days of depositors earning next to nothing are ending. That's good news for consumers, but bad news for some banks, according to Aaron Back, who's Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist. Now, Aaron, I assume these higher rates have something to do with interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve?
Absolutely. It takes a while, though, for those Federal Reserve rate hikes to feed through to the consumer. Partially, that's just because the Federal Reserve, as it hikes, the banks take a while to respond on purpose. They're not eager to pay out money to the depositors. It costs them money. But as rates move higher and higher, the pressure for them to pay out grows. And I think we're really at an inflection point now where people are going to start seeing better deposit rates.
And where exactly are short-term interest rates right now, the federal funds rate?
I believe it's between 1.75 and 2 right now. There's a lot of debate as to where exactly that turning point is. If you look at past cycles, it was a little bit higher. But we were also starting from a higher point in past cycles. This time we were starting at zero. So, you know, the exact number we can debate. But what's clear is that the response is accelerating. So banks' deposit costs, about 44% of the increase in rates was passed on to depositors last quarter. And that's up from only 20-some percent in previous quarters. So clearly banks are now passing on more of those hikes to consumers. And we're finally moving out of the days where consumers are used to earning nothing.
And I assume this is also because of online competition?
Absolutely. So one difference between this rate hike cycle and other rate hike cycles is that we were at zero for a decade this time. The other difference is that there's better technology. It's easier for you to move your money. Just a few clicks on a smartphone, you can move your money from one bank to another. And there are online-only banks that don't even have branches, that have lower expenses. And these online-only banks are new, they're young, they're hungry, and they're in a mood to get deposits. So you've seen people like Goldman Sachs, which is, you know, not a new bank, but they've never taken consumer deposits before until recently. That's a new business for them. And they're offering some of the best rates on the street, around 1.83% for people, which is a whole lot better than zero.
And online banks are charging higher deposit rates. This is Marcus that you're talking about, right?
I'm talking specifically in this case about Goldman Sachs' Operation Marcus.
Is that online or is that general?
It's online.
Okay.
You go online, you register. It's relatively simple to move your money from wherever you're keeping it to Marcus.
And you write they're approaching 2%, these deposit rates.
Yes.
Yeah. You write at the same time long-term interest rates are staying low, which is not good for certain banks. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah. So there are different kinds of loans. Okay. So there are short-term loans that banks make. Maybe they give a company 1-year loan for working capital. That kind of loan reprices very quickly. It's automatically adjusted to certain short-term benchmarks. So when the Fed raises rates, those rates go up right away. However, if I'm a bank and I make a fixed rate loan for 5 or 10 years, for example, to a construction project, I can't reprice that loan until it comes due in 5 or 10 years. So now I have an issue where my deposit costs are going up, but I have made all these long-term loans that I can't reprice. And so banks that are in that situation, different banks have different kinds of loans and different kinds of deposits. But the banks that are really suffering right now are banks with a lot of sort of flighty deposits that could leave any minute and very long-term loans that they can't reprice. Those banks are going to start to see pressure on their profits.
Let me understand something. Interest rates are rising right now, short-term interest rates, and they're expected to keep rising for some time, I guess at least through next year. What happens for depositors' rates when the Federal Reserve stops hiking short-term interest rates? Are they going to keep the rates level for depositors, or what, might we see them go back down?
Every cycle is different. If we're, you know, going into a recession or something, then yeah, your deposit rates might start falling pretty quickly. Or they may simply stabilize at a higher level. It all depends.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Aaron Back. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. This is Charlie Turner from the Wall Street Journal.